Today, Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson's office said the Democratic and Republican leaders on both sides of the aisle are unlikely to let his amendment to the health care reform bill come up for a vote. Senator Nelson has co-authored with North Dakota's Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan an amendment to the health reform bill that would make it legal for Americans to buy low-cost prescription drugs from countries like Canada.
We've been like a yo-yo in my state of Florida on the importation of drugs, since I have quite a few senior citizens in our state. They have been accustomed to either going to Canada and bringing back prescriptions at half the price, or phoning in Canada to pharmacies and having those drugs shipped in the Postal Service.
A few years ago, Senator Nelson's office began to hear from his constituents about changes in the U.S. government's attitude towards Canadian prescriptions.
And then an interesting thing happened along about 2006, because this senator started getting multiples of calls, I think up to something like 100 complaints in that 1 year of 2006, from senior citizens who had purchased the drugs either by email, by telephone, or by going personally there and having them shipped. And lo and behold, under the previous administration, they gave the order to the Postal Service to confiscate these drugs.
One couple from Mount Dora, John and Lee Eads, complained to Senator Nelson in 2006 that their Canadian prescriptions were confiscated.
Had their drugs confiscated, we went after the Postal Service. We went after the Customs Bureau. We found, in fact, that a lot of these complaints that we had gotten in, those drugs had been confiscated, when in fact the policy was supposed to be, if it was pharmaceuticals for a personal use, and they define that as less than 90-day supply, that the government, the United States government, was going to let these senior citizens take advantage of getting that cost break of a 50% reduction.
Opponents of the amendment claim that getting drugs from Canada is unsafe.
Well, if the very manufacturers that we are buying our prescriptions here in American pharmacies are the same manufacturers in the identical locations with the identical labeling that are the drugs that are going to Canadian pharmacies, why can't we give our senior citizens a break?
The Florida Consumer Action Network Executive Director Bill Newton says his organization supports Senator Nelson's amendment to the health care reform bill.
Yeah, the Bush administration cracked down. But here's the thing. Seniors, more so perhaps, than others, don't like to break the law. Even if they know they can get away with it, they still don't like to do it. And so it'd be nice to remove the stigma, and make it perfectly legal. And that should happen.
According to Bill Newton, Senator Nelson's amendment may have a chance to come up again later if the overall health care reform bill passes. For WMNF Evening News, this is Tom Bauer.